Nolte, 90 million pay money to CNN while fewer than 1 million watch. By John Nolte on March 13, 2019. According to the far-left outlet's own fact sheet, CNN is currently available in 90 million households. This means 90 million people pay money to CNN every month, even though fewer than 1 million on average actually watch CNN. The game is rigged, folks. And it is especially rigged against those normal Americans who on a daily basis are bullied, taunted, discriminated against, demonized, threatened, and menaced by CNN. You see, it works like this. Even if you don't watch CNN, you are still forced to pay for CNN. It is called a carriage fee, and every month you subsidize this hate network to the tune of about $1 a month, or around $12 a year. That means the welfare queens at CNN snatch about $90 million a month just because the game is rigged to force you to pay for a propaganda outlet that encourages and legitimizes violence. A hate network that runs one blacklisting campaign after another to deplatform conservatives or anyone who challenges that establishment. This means the welfare queens at CNN are bringing in over a billion. That's billion with a B, dollars a year just because the game is rigged to force you to pay for a far-left mouthpiece for the Democrat Party that openly calls for riots, demonizes children who dare to support Trump, engages in rape fantasies of Trump supporters, and deliberately spreads wild-eyed conspiracy theories. How is this possible? How in the world is CNN, national laughingstock in the credibility and ratings arena, able to run away with something like $1 billion a year from Americans who do not watch CNN, Americans who boycott CNN, and Americans who despise CNN for its bigotry and love of violence? It's your cable TV bill, bro. Or, if you prefer, it's your satellite TV bill, bro. You see, if CNN is part of the cable package you subscribe to, you are in turn forced to subsidize the welfare queens at CNN. Doesn't matter if you watch CNN. That is not how TV works anymore. Ratings and merit have nothing to do with how much money a cable network makes. If CNN is available to you, you are forced to pay for it. Why do you think your cable bill is so high? Why do you think you are not allowed to pay only for the cable channels you watch? If CNN was forced to live on ratings/merit alone, it could not survive at the level it does. CNN's primetime lineup is in 14th place and only attracts an average of 876,000 viewers. So advertising revenue alone could not sustain the network. At least not at the level it enjoys with that $1 billion in free money coming from suckers like you. But CNN is by far the biggest beneficiary of this rigged game when compared to its awful performance. If you're wondering where that smug face on Brain Stelter's face is coming from, it comes from knowing he can trash you as much as he wants as you pay his salary. If you want to put an end to this injustice, if you're sick of subsidizing CNN's war against you, you have to join the rest of us cord cutters and cancel your cable or satellite TV package. I canceled 3 years ago. I'm saving $1,500 a year and miss nothing. Cable TV is a sewer pipe that you pay for the privilege of having pumped directly into your home. And CNN is the disease and all that filth that 89 million suckers keep right on subsidizing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.